Receiving guidance is one thing, but knowing when and how to act on it, well, that's where the real magic lives. There is a powerful intersection between your personal energy, the collective energetic influences that we're all moving through, the intuitive messages you receive, and your soul's unique path. When you learn to time your actions and align it with that very intersection, everything changes. That's when decisions feel clear. That's when things start clicking into place. And that is when you move from doubt and delay into momentum and trust. In today's episode, we're exploring this beautiful intersection, what I call the space where guidance meets growth. Because if you've ever wondered, why do I get these insights but I still feel stuck? Or how do I know when it's the right time to act? This conversation is going to speak right to you. So let's dive in, starting with what intuitive guidance really is and why receiving it is only just the beginning. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, mentor, and energy forecaster who moved out of a job in public relations into a whole new life, one intuitive nudge at a time. And I believe you can follow your intuition and change your life too. So you know those moments where something just feels a little off, or maybe something actually feels right, even if it doesn't make sense logically. Maybe you've had that kind of quiet voice that's whispering to you, pointing you in a particular direction. And again, everything logical would point elsewhere. That's intuitive guidance. It's that inner compass. It's as if you already know exactly where to go and what to do. It is one of the ways that your spiritual support team, your soul, your higher self is speaking with you. And it turns up in that gut feeling. It turns up through energy and our emotions, signs, symbols, dreams, our four bodies. There's so many different intuitive data points. But sometimes receiving the guidance is actually the easy part. And there may be some of you listening that don't feel like it's so easy yet, and that's okay. You can learn it and develop it too. But we all have access to it. We all receive it, every single one of us. So even if you don't normally identify as spiritual or psychic, it is still built in. You do already know. Now, it gets interesting when we start to second guess, because our guidance doesn't actually come with instructions, right? And so that is what a lot of my work is hopefully helping to create. It's reminding us that there are these breadcrumbs being laid for us, not only as a navigation and a powerful nudge in the right external direction, but it's also pointing us inward to our personal and spiritual growth. Because it is not taught to us in schools yet, because it's been dismissed for many, many years, because people like myself had been ridiculed and ostracized for claiming to be psychic, we don't always trust it. And so it is quite common to have such an intuitive nudge or an instinct and yet wonder, is this real? What if I'm wrong? What if I act on this and everything falls apart? And so sometimes that's where I see people stop. Not because they didn't receive the guidance, but because they didn't trust themselves enough to act on it. Or maybe they have tried acting on it, but the timing was kind of off, or the energy still kind of felt a bit stuck and it just didn't flow. This is why the guidance alone isn't enough. When we pair it with an energetic awareness and insight to our soul's path and journey, then things change. Because when guidance is received and understood in context, that is, when you know what the energy patterns are that you are personally moving through, and what the collective is moving through, and how it aligns with your unique soul blueprint, that's when it becomes something you can actually work with. And that is where the transformation gets real. So now that we've unpacked a little bit more about what guidance is, let's talk about this energetic environment. So the collective energy forecasts that I have shared over the years, and these sort of bigger patterns of growth and evolution, and how that's actually shaping how and when and why guidance might land the way it does. So let's put this into context, which is exactly what the energy forecasts do. Now, the energy forecasts that I have shared here on the podcast, that I'm now sharing in the guided portal, that have been, you know, on socials, and maybe you've had a personal one. These collective forecasts are like a weather report for our collective growth. We have a collective soul. We are, we are connected. We're not separate. And so what one person or soul is moving through and growing through, it shapes and shifts the entire whole. And so there is this bigger pattern and this bigger journey to our growth and evolution. So not only do we have this collective influence, at a personal level, we also have our soul's influence and our blueprint, how our own lessons and our own purpose, our own growth and processing is influencing our unique path inside of that collective influence. So, for example, this year, our collective theme is around meaning and balance. And there's a lot of exploration in finding the middle ground, balancing mind, body, spirit, balancing, you know, our inner and outer worlds. And so how that has come up for me personally has been actually in preparing the guided portal and really understanding how to put this context that I'm talking about in today's episode into some really useful, into a really useful container. But how that theme of meaning and balance, finding that middle ground, how that's coming up for you individually may be different. There are some podcasts that I like to listen to on, you know, different topics outside of my work here. And even they are talking about, on a political leaning, people need to find the middle ground. We have seen it, or I have seen it in other ways in individual client conversations, where finding the balance in our relationships finding balance in our work and home and play, that kind of influence that is with us more or less throughout 2025 is the kind of collective energetic influence I'm talking about. So when we are feeling a little disconnected or confused, like we've got this intuitive nudge, but the timing doesn't quite feel right or it hasn't quite worked, this is what I mean. So let's come back to the example of myself, not because I'm, you know, the poster child, I just know myself well and can use the example. So earlier this year, like I said, I was sitting with the meaning and balance and what are my values and where can I add meaning and what do I find meaningful? Where is that balance of give and receiving? And this membership idea had been forming. In fact, it had formed in various forms over the years. And yet it needed this collective influence, but it also needed me personally to move through certain lessons and, you know, clearing some, you know, beliefs or reevaluation of what my values are that actually allowed that intersection of my purpose, my soul's blueprint with my personal energy and the collective energy. So what I am trying to say here is that, yes, you may receive a clear message, but the energy needs to catch up. Or you may receive the clear message and you need to catch up. So it is important, I think, to put into context when we act isn't just about us. Sometimes the better time to act is not just when it's right for the individual, but when it's right for the individual amongst the group. Because I could have launched this and no one would be ready. But if the collective is going to be feeling this, it's a pretty good time to have this kind of membership, this kind of experience ready. So you may already be starting to see how this kind of understanding becomes a real game changer. So yes, the guidance is the message, but the energy is how we apply it. So here's what I want you to remember. Your personal energy, your personal blueprint, your soul's blueprint, and the energy around you are always shaping your experience of the guidance you receive. And so when you learn to read those energetic tides or these waves, whether it is through my forecasts or you are creating your own, whether it is that intuitive hint or some sort of, you know, deep inner body knowing, when you begin to move with that, you're really going to see very different results. That's that moment where that intuitive hit stops feeling confusing and that doubt doesn't need to creep in anymore, because now not only do you have the guidance, but the action steps become clearer and the timing. So let's spend a little bit of time really looking at the growth that happens in taking inspired action on our intuition. So you may have heard me say recently that guidance alone is not enough. It's really what we do with it that matters. So you can receive the clearest download or the clearest intuitive nudge, and you can feel completely aligned with that message and how you've interpreted it, and you know that this is the right thing. But if you're not actually willing to take that next step, even if it's a tiny, shaky one, you're going to stay stuck. You will have the insight without transformation. And so, again, not the perfect example, but this is exactly where I am as I've opened the doors to the guided portal. Right now, it's not perfect, but I've been willing to take that next step to invite in the founding members who are amazing and are already contributing and shaping where this thing goes. And by being willing to take the step where all of the guidance and energy and timing collided, meant that I could transform and those who have stepped in can transform. So look, I get it. It is really scary because it requires courage. It's that courage to trust what you've heard, or what you've felt, or what you've dreamt, or what's in the cards. It's that courage to move without a full guarantee. Like, I've opened the doors. I don't know if anyone will step in, or how many will step in, or is it going to be what you want? And yet, it is about the courage to be willing to maybe try something new or to take some action. And what also happens is then you get the feedback. So in this instance, there are people in the portal already who are providing feedback. But even if it's the feedback of, you've got the intuitive hit, do I go this way or that? And then, you make some step, the universe will respond. And you will get that energetic feedback. You will get the mirror being placed in front of you to show you more information, even if that information is just about the timing. We often hear that, you take the leap and the net will appear. And I certainly believe that that is possible. But the clarity doesn't always come before the leap. Sometimes it comes through it. And so, yes, the net may appear, but you also don't need to know the net. Maybe you are the net. And so, if you can trust the guidance, you can also trust yourself that if you do get it wrong, if you do muck up the timing, if you do, feel like you've thrown it all away or whatever outcome you're fearing, if that happens, you can come back and try again. It is in that process that the feedback comes. So you don't have to be 100% sure. You do just need to be willing. A willingness to try and experiment, but more than that, it's really being willing to respond to your guidance, even if your mind and perhaps that collective influence or the timing is still catching up. So just ask yourself in this moment as you're listening, what is one small aligned action you have been avoiding? Maybe there is some sort of guidance that you've received that you already know is asking you to listen and to honor it. So I want you to really think about, what is that small step that you can take? Because when you do act on it, even in imperfection, you grow. You will build trust, not only in your guidance, but I would hazard a guess, and not even a guess, I know that you will also build trust in yourself. and the universe will respond. So I've mentioned a few times in this episode the guided portal. It is this new membership space that is much more than just a membership. It is your home base for grounding, nurturing, connection, not only with the other heart-led women in this space, but also to reconnect with your guidance, to actually understand these energetic currents that I've been talking about today and how to apply them so that you can start to take that aligned action. Not just aligned with the collective timing, but aligned with your soul's path and purpose and lessons and everything else encoded in your blueprint. It helps to remove the noise and the confusion and the overwhelm that often comes with trying to live intuitively. Inside the guided portal, you are guided, but you learn to guide yourself. You're reminded that your inner wisdom is indeed real and deeply powerful. And so this membership gives you the real-time energy forecasts and updates so that you know exactly what influences are at play and how to move with them. It also includes two programs: Guided Living, which is an update on intuitive living, and also the Guided Practice. And so these two proven step-by-step frameworks also show you how to reconnect, not only with your true self and your spiritual support team, but with this guidance and information and energy so that you can navigate your own path. There are libraries of meditations and journal prompts, masterclasses, and they are being updated continuously. There is also a private community space, not on Meta, where I am in there every business day, checking in on the conversation, answering questions, and it is where we do our live guided gathering events. There is so much waiting in the portal for you. So it may be that you have had an intuitive nudge to join the portal. If you're actually listening to this in real time, the doors are closing to founding members very soon as this goes to air. And if you've missed that intake, I will reopen it later. If you want to help shape the space, please come in and join us as a founding member, because together we can make real transformation. So as I wrap up today's episode, I want you to sit with this. What guidance have you already received, perhaps recently, that you haven't acted on yet? I want you to think about what energetic patterns might be influencing your clarity or influencing the hesitation, perhaps. Is there something in the timing, or is there something in the energy that's asking you to focus on something to clear the way? And then I also want you to think about what would change if you trusted just one next step today. It's not about rushing or forcing or figuring it all out, but it is about learning to trust. To trust your own timing, your own knowing, your own particular rhythm. And when your guidance meets that kind of growth, when the insight meets the aligned action, you will have your reality shift. Even if it's a little bit messy, even if it's a little bit scary. That willingness is going to create an opening for you. So I hope that today's episode resonated. I would love to hear what landed most for you. You can take a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Just make sure you tag me at helenjacobs.co. I would love to hear what is coming up for you or how this landed. And of course, if you are feeling called to go deeper, to really connect with your soul blueprint and understand and align with the current energy patterns, how you can create your future with clarity and confidence, please consider the guided portal. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you still want more? Hit subscribe on your podcast app so you never miss an episode, or sign up at helenjacobs.co for my free weekly energy forecasts so they land in your inbox every Monday morning.